All right, everyone. Thanks and welcome back. Our next speaker is Jenna Unell. She's Vice President and Senior Managing Director of Greystone Servicing Company. She serves as the head of Special Servicing Group and Special Servicing Operations in Irving, Texas, which includes oversight responsibility for special servicing and asset management, portfolio oversight, finance, accounting, and legal. I think that she is the perfect speaker to give us this topic of loan workouts and modifications. So, Jenna, please come on up.
How does this work? Good morning. It is it's a delight to be with you this morning. Warren Buffett once said, "Only when the tide goes out do you discover who's been swimming naked." So we might. I think that while real estate cycles are the norm, and many of you, as have I, have been through a few of those. There are probably many people who started their career in the last 10 years who have seen nothing but an environment with low capital cost and seemingly unlimited upside. So we are definitely seeing some challenges and headwinds in our industry, and probably all of you that practice in this area are seeing some of that as well, primarily because of the very rapid rise in interest rates. This is causing a lot of distress with borrowers who are having difficulty being able to exit their very low interest rate loans at this with the higher rates. Compounding this is that we are definitely feeling the impact of COVID. While there may have been some changes already in the works pre-COVID, I think that once people figured out that they could work from home, they liked to work from home, and or there could be some kind of hybrid, that in some businesses are having a very difficult time getting employees back in the office, and or have decided that it's really just more economical to allow their workforce to work from home. So that's having a great impact on office occupancy. And, you know, we have seen quite a bit of, I think that the biggest sector of distress that we're seeing, certainly in my business, is office. Although there's probably some spillover effect from that. So we're seeing companies across the board downsizing, companies moving primarily into newer, nicer properties that are better located with better amenities, trying to get their trying to create an environment where the employees that do come into work want to come into work. So that's going to leave a glut of older Class C, Class B properties that really don't have a lot of future. So that is going to cause a lot of distress for those that have liens and mortgages. Then we had the bank failures. So we had a few bank failures earlier this year. Banks have really pulled back. There's decreased lending, tightening standards all across the board in every sector. I mean, I put some statistics down on the slide as to kind of where we've seen how much decreased lending we've seen in these areas. But it's really all across the board. The other thing we're seeing is really increased cost that's really putting, so insurance, taxes, construction, the cost of these things are have increased to a point where many the cash flows don't work for many of the properties. So, we're seeing a lot of in our business, a lot of borrowers coming in with distress because their taxes have gone, have skyrocketed. or their insurance has skyrocketed, particularly in areas like Florida and in some cases, Texas.